Mountain View County, the county's Municipal Planning Commission, MPC, has approved a development permit for proposed recreational vehicle storage south of Sunder. The move came by way of motion at the commission's recent regularly scheduled meeting. The applicant and owner is Rosewood Resort, and the land involved is located on the west side of Highway 760 immediately south of Doyle Drive. The storage facility will be located on the grounds of the applicant's existing 60-acre Parks and Recreation District property, which includes the 154-site Rosewood Resort seasonal campground. The request for the recreational vehicle storage is to provide an additional amenity to their patrons by proving storage opportunities for boats, utility trailers, and smaller RVs to allow for alternative recreational options, administration said in a briefing note to the commission. There will be 11 spots, accessible only during the resort season of May 1 to October 15. Access will be provided via therein gates off Highway 760, and no access will be permitted north off of Doyle Drive. The storage area will be grassed, and as the remainder of the site already contains a fence and gate system, will not be fenced off. There will be 11 sites approximately 15 feet by 45 feet in size and will be required to be at least 24.5 meters from the northerly property line, members heard. Several letters of concern about the proposed project were received by the commission, with concerns including possible impacts on water use, water supply, safety and security, emergency response times, and traffic. You must take into account with this influx of people the high impact this could have on the local emergency response system, said one letter writer. With every more lots added, if there was ever a fire, this could be an extremely difficult situation for the local fire department to handle due to the amount of people and units packed into one small space. In response to the concern, the applicant said security has not been a concern at the site. No additional traffic impact should occur, as most of the units in the storage area are for patrons of the park, and that Doyle Drive will not be used for access. The approval comes with a number of conditions, including that all sewage holding taken in the recreational vehicle units be emptied prior to being placed in the storage area, and that camping and/or any residential occupancy is not permitted in any recreational vehicles within the identified storage area at any time. The MPC is the county's approving authority. Industrial storage permit oaked. In other news from the recent MPC meeting, members approved a development permit for a proposed industrial storage and warehousing building, berm with setback relaxations and two signs in the Wessex rural neighborhood on the county's south side. The applicant is Terrence Moman and the owner is Gented Ventures Inc., with the property involved located in the Rainbow Industrial Park at S232915. The applicant is proposing sales and rental for a combination of heavy and compact equipment, administration said in a briefing note to the commission. The company operating on site will be Crosshair Equipment Limited. The proposed building will be approximately 2,300 square feet with an office, and the applicant has stated that there will be up to 5 employees on site and up to 5 vehicles associated with the business, including trailers. The total project value has been set at $150,000 on the 2.12-acre site. The Municipal Planning Commission is made up of appointed public members and members of County Council. It is the municipality's approving authority. Tower permit approved. Members also approved a development permit for the installation of a communication tower in the Eagle Hill, Westward Ho rural community. The land involved in located at the intersection of Highway 27 and RGE. Road 44, with the total project value of $200,000. The 53-meter-tall tower will be self-supporting with an equipment shelter, all surrounded by a 2.1-meters-high fence with a chain link topped with barbed wire.